We do stay with us this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's BBC London 94.9 and it's 8:20 now.
Two people have died this month from meningitis after being misdiagnosed with swine flu. Some GPs are concerned that diagnosing patients over the phone is leading to a failure to pick up other illnesses which need medical treatment. Now on the line is Carl Harty, who desperately, sadly, his 16-year-old daughter Charlotte died from complications with tonsillitis after being diagnosed as having swine flu over the phone. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Gabby.
I am so sorry. This is a dreadful, dreadful story. Thank you for joining us and talking about it. When did Charlotte first become ill?
Charlotte showed signs of illness on the 22nd of July. And we called our local doctor because we wanted to just take her in for a normal appointment. And over the phone, he diagnosed that her symptoms were swine flu. So with everything being in the press, we just assumed he must be correct and diagnosed that she needed to go and have some Tamiflu. So off we went to get the Tamiflu.
And then did you go off to see a doctor? I mean, how was her reaction to the Tamiflu?
Well, the Tamiflu just made her sort of violently sick. So on the 24th of July, we called the doctor up and said, look, doesn't seem to be improving, but they were automatically set in their heads that it was going to take 5 to 7 days until we saw an improvement. But we said, no, we need to see a doctor. So a second doctor came out and looked at Charlotte. Now, her glands had also swollen at this stage. So they were still convinced it was swine flu. They now felt that a problem that had arose was that she was also potentially getting glandular fever. That was on the 24th of July. The 27th of July, her condition hadn't improved at all. Her glands were more swollen. So we called the doctor out again, still convinced it was swine flu, but this time they took some blood tests. On the 29th of July, which was then 1 week later from the initial diagnosis of swine flu, the blood test results came back. And at that stage, the doctor said, well, we think she might be getting pneumonia here, so take her to hospital. So we took her to hospital on the Wednesday, the 29th. It was around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and once she got to hospital, they said she hasn't got anything that she's been told. She's actually got tonsillitis, which was somewhat of a shock to us, because tonsillitis in 2009 should not be a killer. But if you feed the wrong drugs to a bacterial problem rather than a viral problem, it ends up that you can't stop the bacterial growing in her throat. And the reason her throat was so swollen was because the bacteria had appeared to react with the viral drugs, i.e. the Tamiflu, and the bacteria had grown, creating abscesses, creating something called quinces. They x-rayed Charlotte's chest because she was complaining of chest pain, and the hospital doctors saw that there were some shadows on her lungs. But there was no urgency about the shadows on the lungs, which is a question that we're asking at the moment of why isn't there any urgency at that stage. The evening of the 29th, she stayed in hospital, and she was okay but uncomfortable. The Thursday, they did some further sort of MRI type of scans to see what was going on. Our view was, why don't they just get a camera, pop it inside, and then they can actually see what's going on properly. They decided they would do that on the Friday lunchtime at 12 o'clock if she wasn't improving. During the Thursday, they placed her on oxygen because the throat was getting full of all this rubbish. It was and abscesses and all this sort of stuff, so it was becoming more difficult to breathe. But the answer seemed just to turn the oxygen up, not to do anything about it. We spent the Thursday night with Charlotte, and she had a four-hour assessment. They said everything was okay, come back in the morning. So I left at about 11 o'clock at night. And then we had the phone call at 2:30 in the morning, which is the call that nobody wants, which is she'd been taken into intensive care at 4 o'clock in the morning because of the breathing problems. They decided that they needed to do an emergency operation to help her to breathe. and she never really came back from that, and 9:15 in the morning she passed away. And what had happened in reality was she'd been treated or diagnosed with swine flu, and the bacteria had grown and grown and grown. It ended up poisoning in her blood, filling up her lungs, and that was it. Totally unnecessary, because the doctors were so focused and so blinkered that all they thought of was just swine flu. And we've raised it with the doctors, we've raised it with the hospital, and we will do whatever we have to do to stop this from happening again. We've created a petition, which up until 3 weeks ago, I knew nothing much of Facebook at all, apart from it was everyone else was using bar me. Her friends had created for Charlotte a sort of a rest in peace Charlotte site, which has now got just under 2,000 members to it. And we looked at that and said, well, how can we turn... My wife was feeling it was like a circus that was happening with the press and everything. And I said, well, yes, I agree, but there has to be a positive in this. And at the time, we had about 1,000 people on the RIP site for Charlotte. And we said, well, if we emailed, or however you do it with Facebook, to these people and say, well, why don't you... this is what's happened... support us in a petition to stop call centres and call centre doctor side of things happening. And if, and our initial view was that if we had, say, 1,000 people and they had 100 friends, that gives us all of a sudden 100,000 people. So we sent out our petition, our email thing through Facebook, and all of a sudden we've now got the best part of 5,000 people between three different petitions that are up and running. And the local press have picked up on it, because we really want to get to a situation where government look at this and say, we're losing our children for the wrong reasons, because nobody should be dying because they've been refused the right of seeing a doctor. And at the moment, we're all British taxpayers who have access to the National Health Service, but the doctors won't allow us in because there's great big signs up saying, if you think you've got swine flu, stay away. It's like a plague. And that's totally, totally wrong. We'd ended our YouTube video, which I felt, which was like YouTube and Charlotte's petition, which would really make the point of what it's like. You can't actually explain what it's like to lose your daughter. But we thought we need to get this message out. And we haven't had, we've had our local MP in Shropshire. He's picked up on it, and he's supposed to be doing a few bits and pieces. I know we're right bang in the middle of the summer holidays, so come sort of the next week or so, we can sort of pick up the sort of the campaign even further. But we've had what I would call the first and most important success from it, totally out of the blue. Last Tuesday, I had an email sent to me from a lady that I don't know who she is. And I'll sort of just cover it very quickly of what she emailed me. Her four-year-old four-year-old son had been diagnosed with swine flu, and she assumed it was swine flu just like what we did. 12 hours later, her twin brother came down with the same condition. So we now have 2 4-year-old twins. Their temperatures. They'd had swine flu, they had Tamiflu, and their temperatures had come down, but she'd been told that that could be the start of the infection. So she rang the, this is in Shropshire, the Shropshire doctor, or called Shrop Doc, and they said, don't worry, it's just swine flu. She then phoned the NHS direct. They said the same thing. The next morning, her son woke up screaming of a very sore throat. And all of a sudden, she just thought of Charlotte, because she'd seen the story a couple of days before in the paper. So she then rang her local GP. The local GP then said, don't worry, it's the symptoms of swine flu. She then stuck to her guns and went to the doctors with her four-year-old twins, forced her way in to say, look and treat and see, is it swine flu, yes or no? And then all of a sudden they found out and diagnosed it was actually tonsillitis.
It was the same thing. And those little boys are absolutely fine now.
Those little boys are now fine and doing well. Now, this, we're from Shropshire. Shropshire's not a big county. Charlotte always want to be famous in some way, shape or form, as all 16-year-olds do. Mm. And she's had about 6 front page news stories. Everyone in Shropshire knows about Charlotte now, and for all the wrong reasons. Every doctor has to know of what's been going on, surely. But then we've got these 2 4-year-old twins going through exactly the same where it, they are, the doctors are, yeah. Firstly, I blame the system, because I think it's a stupid system, having call centres or doctors diagnosing over the phone, because it just can't and won't work. You know, you buy a holiday over the phone, you buy insurance over the phone. Absolutely. That's what you do. You don't risk kids' lives or anyone's lives. So you would have thought in the local community where everyone knows, you people would try a little bit harder with it. So firstly it was like, well, I think it's just, you know, a daft policy by the government. But then when I see this, that the doctors aren't taking notice in our own county where you're dreadful, high profile case, and we have to relive it. And when I got the email, it absolutely just took my legs off me again. Because it's a roller coaster of emotions.
And this is only just a few weeks ago, but Carl, it is so important that you talk about things like this, but please, I am so sorry about your loss, and obviously to her brother Tristan and to her mum Helen, and thank you for talking about it, even though it's terribly hard, but it is important to talk about it. So Carl, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Desperately tragic story. This is, and we'll continue talking about this through the rest of the programme this morning, and maybe we'll come back to it later this week as well, the issue of misdiagnosis with swine flu, which will be coming back again, even though it seems to have gone away for now. This is BBC